you listen to this program, you know some people speak faster than others. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Uriel Cohen-Priva, Assistant Professor of Cognitive, Linguistic, and Psychological Sciences at Brown University, determines whether fast and slow talkers get the same amount of information across.
Language is used for communication and shares a property all communication systems have. It cannot allow too much information to be transmitted at any one time. We know, however, that not all people speak at the same speed. Some of us speak faster or slower than others. I thought that this should lead to a surprising prediction. Fast speakers should use less informative language. Otherwise, if fast speakers use language the same way slower speakers do, they would end up providing too much information at once. My study shows that this prediction holds. Fast speakers do need to convey less information per word and use simpler syntactic structures than slower-paced speakers. This means that no matter our pace, we all say just about as much in a given time. To make my findings, I analyzed two independent collections of speech totaling thousands of conversations among nearly 400 English-speaking adults. I carefully analyzed all the transcripts for two basic kinds of information: lexical information, which is based on how rare chosen words are, and structural information, which measures how unusual the syntax is. Certainly more research needs to be done, but what I consistently found is that subjects who spoke faster had a lower lexical and structural information rate. On the other hand, slower speakers tended to have increased lexical and structural information. The trend was the same for men and women, though on average men packed a little more information into faster speech than women did. I don't believe, however, that men are better speakers. Instead, I see some evidence in prior studies that women display more concern about whether they are being understood. Transmitting information, after all, is the point of conversation.
That was Uriel Cohen-Priva of Brown University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.